Fortitude. Okay, so let me, it's probably going to be about,
Profile. FSX Microsoft Flight Simulator. It's Microsoft.
what is my cruise altitude for this plan?
Flight planner dialog. Flight control. Create that. Salt Lake City 2. Just 3. VFR. Visual. IFR. Instrument flight. 4. Choose. Direct GPS. Low altitude. High altitude airways. Plus H.
I wonder if I should do high altitude airways. I mean, this is a jet.
Rest. 4. Choose altitude. VLR to VLR alt 5. Generate flight plan grouping. Click find route to calculate with find route alt plus F.
Find route, and then hopefully I'll get my cruising from here when I recreate it.
Press edit dialog.
Because
map with 10,000. When?
All right, 10,000.
Leave airport. Save alt plus a load alt plus clear alt plus C nav log alt plus a help cancel. Okay. Press save flight plan dialog. Save type file name collapse alt plus N selected IFR Salt Lake City into the Joshua FLD magic save type folder save alt plus S.
Just overwrite it
press
again.
Confirm save with dialog IFR Salt Lake City into the Joshua FLD magic value red.pln already exists. Do you want to replace it?
Yes, I do want to replace it. And why won't
it? Do you want to replace it? Bottom. Do you want to know previous review mode? Top. Confirm. Bottom. Do you want to replace it? Main instruction icon graphic. No objects inside. IFR Salt Lake. Yes, alt plus Y. Main. No previous. IFR Salt Lake. Yes, alt plus Y.
Yes, I do want to replace it. Damn it.
Left chat window. Blank.
Thank you.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X-Row 1. Confirm save with dialog IFR Salt Lake City into the Joshua FLD magic value red.pln already exists. Do you want to replace it? No previous review mode. Screen review. Object review. No. Main instruction, no previous, no objects inside, IFR Salt Lake, yes, alt plus Y. Push, dialog, yes, alt plus Y.
Now what?
No previous, no alt plus N, dialog. DBA cars with profile, FSN unknown. FSX. Dialog, yes, alt plus Y, no alt plus N. Do you want flight simulator to move your aircraft to the departure airport list? No alt plus N, yes,
no,
alt plus Y.
No,
alt
there,
plus
no,
N.
We
press
don't need
Microsoft
to.
Flight Simulator X.
Okay. So now it is 10,000.
Row 1, column 2. DBA cargo. DBA offline. CRJ alternate. Multi-line. Multi-line. This is an aircraft check right now. This is a plane flight. Disconnect. Start flight. Tab control. Multi-line red only. Land. Send. User authentication grouping. Pilot. Flight confirmed. Flight. Selected 74. Selected 1. Lake Salt Lake City collapsed. Selected KSL collapsed. Equipment. Twin fault. Selected KTWF. Departing from. Collapsed. Land. Arriving at. Land.
And what is this? What is this dialogue?
Departing from. Window. Departing from. Arriving at. Wind arriving at. Window offline collapsed. CRJ 200 alternate. Wind alternate. Scheduled departure. This is an aircraft check ride. Wind. Scheduled departure at 1345. This is an air. This is a training cruise altitude. Network. Window. Cruise altitude. This is a training flight window.
Alright, this.
Cruise altitude. Window. Cruise altitude. Left click. Arriving at. Land offline collapsed. CRJ 200 alternate. Multi-line. Select. This is an aircraft check ride. Not. This is a training flight. Not. Disconnect. Start flight.
Seriously, it won't. I can't select the cruise altitude.
Direct messages. One mentions. 106 of Brandon Stores in my Jesse. At Orange Eye Air just tuned in. Jesse. At Orange Eye Air just tuned in. 2 minutes ago. Your Lukaru.
Why can't one let me select the cruise altitude
disconnect.
Here?
Start flight. Disconnect. Flight information grouping. This is a training flight not checked. Disconnect. No previous. No next. No objects inside. No previous. Tab control. Multi-line red only. 7:55:19 p.m. Jet craycraft. Land. Send. User authentication grouping. Flight in flight. Selected legs out. Selected collapse. Equipment selected departing from. Land. Arriving at. Land. Offline collapse. CRJ 200 collapse. Alternate. Multi-line. This is an aircraft check ride. This is a training flight not checked. No next. No objects inside. This is a train cruise altitude. Window. Activate. Left click. Left click. Airline. Delta Airlines collapsed. Flight. Selected 7432. Airline. User off. Tab control. Land. Multi-line restart flight. Press not start flight dialog. Please select your cruise altitude. Press DVA up. Diana, at Orange tried to tune in and kept getting errors. Just now, your Lukaru.
Well, you know, if I can't select my cruise altitude, can I
final
do it from the...
Disconnect. Open flight plan. Save SD3 flight plan. Unavailable as open flight plan. Oh. Save SD3 flight plan. Setting D. Update data file U. Update SIP/StarDateXX. Disconnect. Search online schedule. S. Load draft flight reports D. Load fuel tanks. F. Weather report. W. Live cars map N. Update pilot list D. Update ATC list of show flight progress unavailable. Search online schedule. S. Load draft flight report of the cars. A. Disconnect. Open flight plan. O. Flight information grouping. All right.
I wish I can just, open my flight simulator. I wonder if I can open up my flight simulator one and it will, let me...
Final plus F. Disconnect. Open flight plan. O. Open flight plan dialog file name. Item 2 of 2A not selected 1 of 8. The cars 2 of the custom office temp flight simulator X file 4 of 8. Item 2, IFR Calgary into Edmund, IFR Kennedy into Flying, IFR Kennedy into Miami, IFR Northeast Philadelphia to Lagoon, IFR Seno Code at Moonbay, IFR Salt Lake City into Joshua FLD Magic Valley Red.PLN 607.
Let's see if I do that.
Arriving at 10,000. Offline collapse. Arriving at. Select the 10,000.
Okay. All right. So that. All right. So the fields are wrong here. Okay. So if I start flight now.
Offline collapse. CRJ2 on alternate. Multiline selected LCU. UCLCU land.
Oh, it selected an alternate airport.
Multiline selected scheduled departure at 13:45. Mount. This is an aircraft check. Right. Notch. This is a training flight. Disconnect. Start flight. Tab control. Multiline land. Send. User authentication grouping. File.
All right. Now is the.
Selected 7432. Airline. Delta Airlines flight. Selected one. Lights on. Exit. Collapse. Selected KSLC. Collapse. Equipment. Twin Falls ID collapse. Collapse. Equipment. Selected KTWF. Equipment collapsed. Equipment. Twin Falls ID collapsed. Select the KTW departing from. Collapsed. Land. Arriving at. Select offline collapsed. CRJ200 collapsed.
All right. So the edit boxes are freaking messed up.
Alternate. Multi-line. Select alternate. Multi-line.
So
there,
now.
Start flight.
I think I can actually start the damn flight and do the checklist.
Press fuel not calculated dialog. You have not yet calculated the fuel required for this flight. Do you wish to perform fuel calculations and load fuel? Yes, plus Y.
Yes.
Press aircraft fuel calculator slash loader. Fuel load calculator grouping. Fuel profile. Let's select greater collapse. A 300, 200, a 306, a 310, a 300, a 320, Caravelle, Comet, Concorde, Constellation, CRJ-1, CRJ-200, CRJ-700, CRJ-200, 200. Base fuel, selected 2,000, cruise speed, selected 420, reserve fuel, selected 2112, taxi fuel, selected 1,000, headwind, selected 0, allocate fuel between tanks, fuel tank loader grouping, 53530, fuel load calculator grouping, allocate fuel between tanks, 1 feet from random
okay,
cost, 1 meter from random cost,
here.
My first delta crest. Fuel tank was 0100, 32-33-30, fuel to load red only, selected 6466. Max fuel red only, selected 14,302, load aircraft fuel tanks. Fuel load calculator proven, fuel profile, fuel tank loader proven, load aircraft fuel tanks.
Let's try this.
Press update fuel profile dialog, do you want to update this aircraft's default fuel loading profile? Yes, Alt plus Y. No, Alt plus N.
No, I don't think so.
Fuel loading dialog, fuel loading on the aircraft. Okay, press DBA cars, start flight. Tab control, start flight.
Alright, now I'm gonna freaking start the damn flight.
Press cannot start flight dialog, you must be on the ground with the parking brake set in order to start a flight. Okay.
I am.
Press DBA cars. Microsoft Flight Simulator X, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Hey, listen up, pay attention. What I'm going to tell you now is going to change football forever. My name's Jimmy. I'm over here at Zebra. Some of you might have heard of me, and some of you may
have... Right, let me do the, start the checklist and see if it'll let me do our checklist.
Please wait.
Roll on.
Are we ready for the pre-flight checklist?
Affirmative.
Parking brakes set.
Parking brakes on.
Parking brakes on. Battery master switch on.
Alright, now what let me do it.
Disconnect, start flight. Press. Tab control, end flight.
Okay.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Battery master switch on. Battery master switch on.
The battery master switch is on, or the panel light set is required.
As required.
Fire up the APU.
Fire up the APU.
The APU has been started, Captain. I am waiting for the exhaust gas temperature to rise. I'll continue with the checklist shortly. Avionics on.
Avionics on.
Avionics are now on and checked. Please check the status of the annunciators and radio stack. Transponder on standby.
Hey, it's capturing video.
Confirm.
COM 2 set to the emergency frequency of 121.5.
I assume that's Brandon in the chat. Unfortunately, this TTS doesn't, this chat client doesn't tell me who's speaking. It just reads the message. So yeah, it is awesome. It's capturing video now. Set COM 2 1215.
COM 2 set to 1 to 1.5. Spoilers fully retracted. Cut fuel off low. Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Attention, Alex, hi there, just tuned in. Scores in line. Attention, Grand
yes,
Prix. Scores in line. Attention, Hawkers. Time for number clear ice 2017 awards nomination.
Say again?
Aircraft lighting.
Confirm.
Check weather.
Direct messages. One mentions. 100. Somebody. Line, but Brandon Cross. Lawrence, I can't seem to load flight land in. They're just not sure.
Somebody said that they're getting errors trying to tune in. I'm trying
Brandon
to find
Cross,
where
Jesse,
they're.
Line, Jesse,
oh.
Reply. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Say again.
Check weather.
Get ATIS.
Please wait.
We have the weather.
Altimeter setting.
Altimeter 2984.
Okay, 29.84. Set and checked. Request IFR clearance.
Request IFR clearance.
Please wait.
Squawk 3730. Shit. Acknowledge. Acknowledge.
6201, cleared to involve airport as filed. Fly runway heading, climate maintained altitude 10,000. Departure on 121.1,
Squawk 3733.
Squawk 3733.
We have clearance.
Transponder set.
Confirm.
Set altitude.
Climb and maintain 10,000.
Altitude set to 10,000. Navigation lights on.
Navigation lights on.
The navigation lights are on. No smoking signs should be
on. No smoking on.
No smoking signs are on. Attention cabin. You can begin passenger boarding at this time. Captain, do we need to conduct fuel loading operations?
Negative.
The pre-flight checklist has been completed.
Why the hell did the engine just start up? I think this is the problem with this aircraft, is that, like, I'll have to cut the damn fuel flow. Not supposed to be starting up right now. Number 2 fuel off.
Engine number 2 fuel cutoff valve is off.
Number 1 fuel off.
Engine number 1 fuel cutoff valve is off.
What the fuck? Stop doing that. Number 2 fuel off.
Engine number 2 fuel cutoff valve is off.
Number 1 fuel off.
Engine number Cap 1 we fuel got cutoff a problem. Valve is off. We got engines starting up all over the place here.
Yeah, that was not good, but that started up automatically. Very odd. What the hell is going on in the Super Bowl now? Halftime, I guess? I hear people talking like, yeah, it sounds like it's halftime is going on now.
Did you notice how in all the default FSX jets, they all seem like hot starts?
I actually think that, Dan is saying that somebody's probably trying to sing. No, actually, on Westworld 1, they went to something like I guess probably like a repeat or something or something. It's not halftime on the TV. but I don't want to hear Lady Gaga anyway, so it's for the better. But yeah, I'm actually using different sounds for this CRJ, so I yeah. Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before startup checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, the fasten seatbelt sign
seat
should be
on.
Fasten seatbelts on. Verify fuel quantity.
Microsoft license.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 964 gallons, 3649 liters.
Confirm.
Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Confirm that all entry and cargo doors are secure.
Close doors.
Closing doors. Captain, are the engine areas clear?
Confirm.
Captain, do you wish to start the ACARS logging system at this time?
Negative.
Understood. Beacon and strobe lights on.
Beacon and strobe lights on.
Is that TDS voice
Beacon and strobe lights on. Captain, do we require a pushback?
Yeah, actually it is. It is NO1X John, actually. Oh, I guess I'll push back, yeah. Affirmative.
Captain, specify pushback distance 100,
150,
feet. 200, 250, or 300
100 feet.
Alternatively, do we need to push the tail left, push the tail right,
straight
or push
back.
Straight back?
Straight back. Straight back. Straight. Alright, what the f... Straight back. It fucking worked before. The fuck? Confirm. Straight back. Straight back.
Do we need to push the tail left, push the tail right, or push straight back?
I'd have to say the whole command. Push straight back.
Roger, push straight back.
Go ahead.
We are clear for pushback.
All doors are closed. Aircraft cleared. Chokes removed. Steering pin in position. You can release parking brakes at this time.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released. Parking brakes have been released.
Pushing back. I will call you back when clear to start engines. You are now clear to start engines.
The before startup checklist has been completed.
Parking brakes on.
Parking brakes on.
Ground to cockpit.
Go ahead, ground.
Pushback completed. Set parking brakes. Steering pin removed. Aircraft is clear. Left-hand side for the release signal. Have a nice flight.
Thank you, ground.
Somebody messaged me here.
Direct messages mentioned. Grand and Diana at Orange's plane now. Send Diana, Jesse, at Orange, at out of the plane wants to go on its own. 4 minutes ago, Diana, at Orange, where are you flying? This is very Diana, at Orange, where are you flying? This is very
We are flying, Diana, we are flying from, Salt Lake City to Twin Falls, Idaho, I think is where it is.
It sounds good so far. It is Jesse here.
Hey Jesse, what's up? Alright, resume checklists.
Are we ready for the startup checklist?
Affirmative.
Fire up number two.
Fire up number two.
Starting number two. Waiting for fuel flow on number two.
Once again, it started automatically. Both of them are starting up on us. Both of them are starting up again.
Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 2. Confirming oil pressure number 2. Engine number 2 generator on. Fire up number 1. Waiting for fuel flow on number 1. Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 1. Confirming oil pressure number 1. Engine number 1 generator on. Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Shut down the APU.
Shut down the APU.
The APU has been shut down. The startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the before taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Flight controls.
Confirm.
Avionics set for departure.
Confirm.
Autopilot off. The indicated airspeed switch should be off. Airspeed set up.
Confirm.
Flight director on. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Request taxi clearance.
Request taxi clearance.
Please wait.
Salt Lake ground, 6-2-0-1.
Wow, that plane starts fast.
Request taxi IFR. 6-2-0-1, taxi holding point for runway 16 left. Evacuate hotel 1, hotel, hotel 13. Contact tower on 118.31 ready.
Acknowledge.
Taxi holding point for runway 16 left using taxiway hotel 1, hotel,
we have
hotel 13-6-2-0-1.
Heading indicator set to take
make
off
heading 16.
Yet it does LOL.
160. Roger. Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. The before taxi checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Oh no, there's actually a sound pack that I plan on getting, you know, soon. That, yeah, the CRJs really set up, like, you know, the way they're supposed to, like, long and like, slowly.
Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, we are clear on the right. Are we clear on the left?
Confirm.
Release parking brakes.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released. We are ready to taxi. The taxi checklist has been completed.
Mike, let's taxi to runway 16 left.
Roger. I will taxi into position and hold.
Runway 16 left. Caution, the Airbus A320 landing runway 17. Cleared to land runway 16.
Shit.
We are in position and holding.
Okay then, resume checklist. Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before takeoff checklist?
Affirmative.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff. Captain, ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
Flaps 20.
Flaps set to 20, spoilers fully retracted, flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Captain, confirm that we have the correct V1.
Confirm.
VR, V2 takeoff data, V1, 110, VR, 120, V2, 130, navigation equipment.
Confirm.
Request takeoff clearance.
Request takeoff clearance.
Please wait.
Salt Lake Tower, 6201, ready for IFR departure, runway 16 left. 6201, hold short, runway 16 left, traffic is Boeing 757, but final.
Acknowledge.
Hold short, runway 16 left, 6201.
Wow, that voice that said it was a demo sounded all weird.
Go around, I say again, go around, acknowledge. 6201, cleared for takeoff, runway 16 left, service wind 128.8.
Edit voice pack demo, file license from editvoicepack.com.
Oh shit, there's the, there's the Boeing landing, I guess. I guess the AI thing does work.
Going around, Delta 1.
We have clearance.
Delta 1 left, contact Salt Lake approach, on 1.
Roger, PTOT heater set is required.
As required.
Landing lights on.
Landing lights on.
The landing lights are on. Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off. Transponder on auto.
Confirm.
The transponder's on auto. Confirm captain's clock is
confirm.
Running. The before takeoff checklist has been completed.
Clear for takeoff.
Do you want me to perform the takeoff and climb out checklist?
Affirmative.
Do you want me to assist you?
Affirmative.
Roger. Would you like me to maintain an optimized airspeed throughout the flight?
Yes, please.
Roger, I'll take care of the airspeed. Captain, it's your plane. Okay, we're all set.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released.
Apply takeoff thrust.
Roger. Applying takeoff thrust. Positive rate of climb.
Gear whoa, why did it slow down for a split second? Shouldn't have done that. That left before I went to V2.
Autopilot on. Altitude hold on.
Now I can't
hold
off.
On.
Over to 121.1 6201 max 55.
Contact Salt Lake departure.
Going to 121.1.
Salt Lake departure 6201.
Watch out for the bird. Ha 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 ha.
Delta 1 5. Turn left heading 305. 6201. Salt Lake departure. Roger. Altimeter 2984. 6201. Turn right heading 280. Proceed on course. Final altitude 10,000.
6,000. 1900. 218. Flaps up and trim. Aircraft clean.
Turn left heading 305. Delta 15.
Turn right heading 180.
Turn right heading 280. Resume on
turn right heading 280.
6201. Contact Salt Lake departures on 124.3.
Make heading 280.
7,000. 1,800.
Where are these people coming? Or is my chat not refreshing? I don't see them in the Twitch chat.
Descend and maintain 7,600. Delta 15.
They are probably in YouTube chat, Brandon. I'm using Restream.io to stream to both YouTube and Twitch.
Eight thousand 1,800 246.
I'm new here, and to this.
Yes, it's a good practice because this restream chat doesn't this restream chat doesn't say
I would use Twitch on the phone, but the phone chat doesn't work.
Yeah, I hope that's Brad is speaking, because basically this restream chat doesn't say who's speaking, it just reads the message. I wonder if I can contact them and say, hey, you know, you got blind people using this thing that need for you to read them the friggin' messages. Why are we slowing down for?
10,600 255.
I'll do this from now on.
Yeah, that's good. Shouldn't have to, but oh well.
It is Jesse on YouTube.
Alright, Jesse's on YouTube, alright.
I've got an old version of Flight Sim. But this looks pretty cool. I'm Kip.
Yeah, the Flight Sim.
That plane sounds cool.
Yeah, this I just bought this sound set from Skysong Soundworks. They pretty much reworked all the planes. I mean, I want to get the Cessna one, but then I found Turbine Sounds Flight One software, and I plan on getting their airliner and aviation.
Brandon, I have trouble getting to the IYP settings, and it will not hold focus sometimes. It will jump right back to the sim, and I have to use NVDA object navigation, so I don't know what the dealio there is.
Yeah, it's best to change those IYP settings it's best to change those settings with voice. Like, for example, doing ATC activate ATC responses, deactivate ATC responses, deactivate advanced help, or deactivate something to do with advanced help, so it doesn't, IYP doesn't do so many quick start help or something like that. You change all those things with you can do those with voice commands. So yeah, it is kind of hard. I mean, I think that's why for blind people, he made it so that you can do change all that with voice commands. Like, there's a particular setting in there that I like called, and a lot of these features that people use but were requested by blind people, like begin each session using Zulu time, and it will go ahead and just set your flight plan or your time in the simulator to that of, you know, right now, like real time. So pretty good stuff. You don't have to mess that planner dialogue to change the time at the simulator is going to be annoying. And
I might be flying out of town this year on JetBlue, maybe. It is Jesse.
Nice, Jesse. JetBlue, that's cool. I guess it's like a smaller airline than like Southwest or Delta. I never really heard of JetBlue. Like, you know, you don't hear of them much. Get distance to destination.
Brandon, okay.
Distance to Kilo.
But if he
Tango,
exposed
whiskey,
the controls
Foxtrot,
to UIA/MSAA, we would be able to just have crew like any
feet.
Other app anyway. Not bitching, this is really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know
so
why
you're speaking
he doesn't,
the commands
so.
To fly right now. Or using a flight controls. From here I only see left windshield and very top of dashboard. Sorry for questions, Kip.
I actually can't use the controls, you know, being blind, so, you know, IYP, your plane is pretty much the only
they
way blind people can actually fly. So, Yeah, I don't know why the video is only capturing the windshield and the part of the dashboard. Possibly because it's... You know, maybe the visibility is kind of crappy, I guess, maybe.
Holy crap, didn't know you're blind. Funny to hear my text read out loud to you though. I heard there was a virtual cockpit view.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm in now. If I go look at my screen reader, and I check here.
If you turn numlock off, put NVDA to sleep and then hit numpad dot then backspace, the view will straighten out.
How do I put NVDA to sleep? I don't really have a, I'm using the laptop layout here.
Brandon, end the shift S.
NVDA. That's NVDA shift S.
Although don't know that layout, my laptop has a Brandon numpad. I'll be quiet now though. Just watching and learning. Thank you. You sing it to sleep, it is Jesse LOLLOLLOL.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and contact Restream chat and say, hey, can you like add the ability for text speech to say the people talking? Like, especially for somebody in, like you cited, like what, they're playing games in another window, they're not gonna see who's chatting. I mean, that's why they have this feature in the first place. So why, it would just make sense to say the person's name,
Brandon,
before the message.
Score 23-3, Atlanta.
23-3, sweet. Well, if you're rooting for Atlanta, that is. Alright, I have an idea on how to fix this NVDA situation, or this, view situation. Alright, I turn off NVDA, now how do
but
I...
But the view is of the VC, and out the window, and it's getting more askew, lol.
How do I switch the, view, Brent? Like, how do I straighten out the view now, Brandon? Because I turned off NVDA, and I will just restart it when it's straightened out again.
Jesse, how long is this flight?
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 32 minutes. Estimated time on arrival, 209 UTC.
Now, there is like a get distance to airport command, which should tell us...
With numlock off, press numlock dot or the delete key on the numpad.
Numlock Where the fuck is
If you
is
don't
dead?
Have a numpad, try just pressing space.
Okay, it's space. I don't know if that did anything. And I think numlock actually is off, but and there is
that
a
didn't do it.
Yeah, there's a 15-second delay. The fuck is a numlock key? I know I have one. IYP does it all the time. I just don't know if I have one or not.
Numlock dot is next to the numlock zero, the long horizontal one.
Okay, yeah. So hold down that key and hit backspace, that should do it.
Numlock is straight up from numpad 7. No, just tap it once.
Oh, okay, so turn off numlock. And then do that. Huh, weird, huh? I don't know why it's not working. Well, I'll restart MVDA and,
Astar. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Yeah, because I know MVDA's,
Numlock off.
Alright, it's off.
Try
now,
pressing
so.
Numpad 2 a few times. That should pivot the head so it locks down on the VC instead of out the front windshield.
Let me turn off MVDA again.
MVDA, exit. Exit MVDA dialog. What would you like to do?
You say, 2? Alright.
So far it is sounding good.
What, I did, my sound just changed a bit. I just heard it do something.
The view isn't changing. Odd. I know you're in the right view because it says cockpit 00.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can see that with MVDA object now. It says it right there. I can change views with S, but that's just, like, it'll change the spot view. And this view, I don't know what that is. And then back to the cockpit view.
Try hitting the numpad dot again, it's to the right of the horizontal zero key to the right. That view is tower.
It's a tower view, okay. Yeah, I know what the horizontal zero is, that's like, you know, I can use that as like an insert key. The long zero, and then so right of that, hit that, and nothing happens. Well, at least, nothing happens on my end. I know it's,
Wow, that engine sounds like a squealing pig. In spot view.
Dispatch services are no longer available.
Okay. That was unexpected. Yeah, I don't know really, honestly, what sounds are the best. I mean, I guess they are all real
weird
aircraft sounds.
Try this. Tap backspace, then tap the main row minus key a few times. That should zoom out at least.
Let's see. Backspace.
What the hell was that? It's working.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Jesse, I don't know what that was. I think that's for automated weather, I guess. Yeah, did I forget to resume on GPS navigation? Resume GPS navigation. Get current heading.
Current heading, 279 degrees.
I think I kind of forgot to resume GPS navigation, so...
Well, next thing I know I will hear food is out. We have ran out of food. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, what the hell was that? Resume GPS navigation.
Roger. Resuming GPS navigation.
New direct message. Zach, if it doesn't say anything, it's already working.
It's on now. If it says dispatch services are unavailable, then I guess that means hopefully
ask
we'll
Mike
be going
to bring
back
you
tomorrow.
A martini. LOLISWA that in the voice commands list.
Yeah, I wish it was. I kind of forget when I made the heading to turn to 280, it kind of forgot to say resume GPS navigation, so hopefully the GPS nav will bring us back to where we're supposed to be at. Get distance to destination.
Distance to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 67 miles. Airport altitude, 41.51 feet.
I think... get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 24 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 210 UTC.
Yes, there is a command.
Oh, really? Really? Mike, bring me a martini. Yeah, there isn't a command, dude. Sorry, Jesse. I think that was Jesse saying that. Contact controller. Oh, shit. Contact next
I think
controller.
You say get me and the name of the drink. Brandon, I think you have to say Mike, get me a martini. I swear to God I saw that today as I was looking through the list. I will look it up again. I thought I had read that somewhere.
Contact next tower.
Switching over now. Going to 118.05.
Solid control 6201 with you. 6201, Salt Lake Control, Roger. Altimeter 2978.
Altimeter 2-9-7-8.
Altimeter 2-9-7-8. Roger.
0-0-5, expect vectors, ILS, runway 25, approach.
Acknowledge.
Turn right heading 0-0-5, expect vectors, ILS, runway 25, approach. 6-2-0-1.
Make heading 005.
Captain, I have set the navigation GPS switch to navigation.
I think mom's calling me. Hold on, guys.
New direct message. Zach, is the DVAA car's system working okay? I didn't tune in for the start of this.
Current heading 005.
Alrighty,
it's
back.
Please, bring me a martini or please, get me a martini. Direct messages, 100 of 102.
Taskbar. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Zach, is the DVAA car system working okay? I didn't tune in for the start of this.
Turn right heading 130, presume on navigation.
Mike, please bring me a martini. Please bring me a martini. Bring me a martini. Mike, will you please bring me a martini? Mike, please bring me a martini.
6201, turn right heading 360.
Turn right heading 360.
Turn right heading 360, 6201.
LOL, I don't know. Odd. I just looked it up. Whatever, not important, just be funny.
Yeah, well, I'll look it up. If you looked it up in the comments, I'll check that out.
Jesse, oops, didn't work.
Get distance to destination.
Distance to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 40 miles. Airport altitude, 4151.
22 miles, I'll load the frequency for runway 25.
6201, descend 900,400.
Descend 900,400.
Captain, I've set the airspeed to 240 knots.
Well, I guess it won't tell me to do the descent checklist. Descent checklist.
Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Radio set.
Confirm.
Current heading 360. Prepare the arrival data for Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot. 9000, minus 1900270. Verify course setting.
Climb and maintain 9400.
I tried a flight with the B-17, but as I was waiting for IYP to come up, all four of my engines quit. Then my computer locked up, Brandon, the sim crashed and I had to restart, lol.
Say again?
Verify course setting.
Confirm.
Navigation GPS on navigation, verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 726 gallons, 2748 liters. Captain, the fasten seatbelt sign should be on.
Seatbelt on.
9400, 400, 239er, level at 9400. Fasten seatbelts on. That has been completed.
Captain, that has been completed?
The descent checklist.
We just did that, didn't we? Affirmative.
Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Radio set.
Confirm.
Prepare the arrival data 4 Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot.
Acknowledge.
Turn left, heading 335.
Verify course setting.
Delta 1216, descent light level 230.
Make heading 335.
Navigation GPS on navigation. Verify fuel quantity.
Confirm.
The descent checklist has been completed.
Load ILS approach frequency runway 25.
Navigation 1 set to the ILS approach frequency of 108.34 runway 25. I have set the course to 256. Current heading 335.
Up, Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Speech mode off.
Well, now hopefully it'll tell us when to do the approach checklist. Get distance to destination. Oh, damn it, get distance to destination.
Distance to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 26 miles. Airport altitude, 4151.
Like, 5 miles early, whatever.
WestJet 1400, turn right heading 200, descend flight level 32, Alaska 201, turn
good
right
luck
heading
here.
325, descend and maintain flight level 380.
Captain, we are approaching the destination airport. You have control of the airspeed. It's your plane. Current indicated airspeed, 250 knots.
Acknowledge.
Alaska 201, you are 400. Follow your assigned altitude. Climb and maintain flight level 380. 6201, turn right heading 345. Descend and maintain 8,800.
Turn right heading 345.
Alaska 201. Turn right heading 345. Descend and maintain 8,800. 6201.
Descend and maintain 8,800.
6201, contact with falls approach on 126.7.
Contact
current heading
twin
345. 9000.
Contact next
1800, 259er. Going to 126.7.
Twin falls approach 6201.
Level at 8800. Airport is 20 miles. 10 o'clock.
Altimeter 2975.
8800, minus 400, 255. Level at 8800. Altimeter 29.75. Roger.
We'll send and maintain 6100.
left heading 290, descend 6,000.
Turn left heading 290.
Runway 25, approach, maintain 6,000.
Airport is 18 miles, 10 o'clock, 8,000, minus 1,800, 264.
Get current heading.
Current heading, 320 degrees. Captain,
is it?
This might be a good time to do the approach checklist.
Approach checklist.
Do you want me to assist you?
Affirmative.
Roger. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. Auto spoilers on. The local icer is alive. The glide slope's alive.
Did you 7, tell him to handle the landing?
1,800, 263. Current heading 290. Radio set.
Confirm.
Navigation GPS on navigation. Setting airspeed to 200.
Yep, it will. It'll handle landing.
Airport is 14 miles, 11 o'clock. -6100, -500, 241, level at 6100. Switching to ILS approach mode. Airport is 12 miles, 11 o'clock. Locked on the local ICER. Heading preset to runway heading.
Now you're on the glide and the localizer.
Airport is 10 miles, 12 o'clock.
Yep, and we got...
The autopilot is off. Captain, it's your plane. Flaps 8, setting airspeed to 180. Airport is 9 miles, 12 o'clock. Flaps 20. Setting airspeed to 155. Flaps 30. Captain, I will be calling out AGL altitudes. -2700 on final approach. -2800 on final approach.
At least you don't have to sit here for 15 minutes programming the FMC. I watch Balins do that all the time. It's boring.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like it sped up.
Yeah, it did speed up and slow back down again. I guess to get closer to the airport. How far are we away now? Good distance to destination.
Distance to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 5 miles. Airport
yeah,
altitude,
so
4151 feet, 2700 on final approach.
Once we ascend, or once we descend, start descending, I'll contact the tower.
To the sighted peeps out there, Do you see the VASI lights yet?
2500 on final approach.
So after this you do a real flight?
...2300 on final approach.
Alright, so we... contact tower.
Switching over now. Going to 118.2.
Inbound ILS, runway 25, approach 6201 Twin Falls Tower. Make left, base, runway 25, altimeter 2970.
Altimeter 29070.
Okay, 29.70. Set and check.
Acknowledge.
Flight left base runway 25, 6201.
Well, hopefully our people will do that.
2100 on final approach.
Get distance to destination.
Distance to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 7 miles. Airport
wait,
altitude, 4151 feet.
The hell just...
Speech mode, speech mode talk. Send direct messages. Who mentions 100 direct messages? That is the DBA car system. Who mentions 100 Sarah. From my God, what he did. I see the engine create a channel.
1800 on final approach.
Speech mode talk.
6 miles. Why... I loaded the the ILS approach. Why does it now say 6 miles?
...1600 on final approach.
Speech mode talk. Mentions 100 direct messages. Zach, it's Zach. It's from LD still okay. Just now, DM.
Oh.
Get distance to destination.
Distance to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 9 miles. Airport altitude, 4151 feet.
Zach, what's going on here? Why is it overshooting? At least it sounds like it overshot anyway. What the...
1500 on final approach.
Oh, bloody hell. Hold on, my guys. Hopefully I'm...
...1400 on final approach.
I'm here, late and due to odd issues, but I'm here.
New direct message. Zach, you're probably making a left-base approach, like ATC suggested, and notice that you're still descending slowly. Send direct messages. One Zach, Zach, you're probably making a left-base approach.
...1300 on final approach.
Alright, yeah, so we are descending slowly. Zach just said that we're making a left base approach, which I guess you do have to overshoot for that. And I guess hopefully I want people handle that. Will it handle that deck? I hope it don't. Like, I never made one before. A left base. It's like 90 degrees off the runway, right? That's the,
.1200 on final approach. Landing gear down.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Setting airspeed to 145, flaps 45. Captain, please ensure that the parking brakes are off and the auto spoilers are armed.
No, this is ILS. This is ILS, John.
Gear down and long. Everything is green. I'd like to request that our flight attendants be seated at this time. We'll be landing shortly. Thank you. 1,000. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. 900.
Sink rate.
Why is it doing that for?
So you're what? Going to turn around and head to the airport at some point.
800.
IYP, what the fuck? So, are we...
Holy dude, that was rough.
LIP said 800.
You just blew OU outs.
Unless the that was crazy.
Oh shit, that is not good. That doesn't sound good.
Wow, man, that was crazy. Are we even like landed in the right place, or did it land somewhere else? That, because IYP doesn't even notice that we're down. I don't think. I think it crashed into some
obstacle.
You're
gonna have to rebuild that undercarriage.
Damn. No, John. This flight is IFR based instrument rules.
What's all that squeaking?
Usually that squeaking is for like the runway, but look, IYP still thinks you're in the air, watch.
I can't tell where we are.
Get distance to destination.
Distance to Kilo, Tango, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 18 miles, airport altitude.
Yeah, that's
ACC feel.
Yeah, that's the shake, the squeaking and shit and stuff, that's AccuFeel. That's AccuFeel sounds. Yeah, that was interesting. Let me see if, I guess because they wanted us to make a left base approach, that it still thinks that the airport is 18 miles away. I don't know, man. That I'm gonna see if I can end the flight. I can't,
DBA cars, O1, DBA cars, end flight.
You hit freaking hard.
Yeah, so it's hard somewhere.
Okay, destination dialogue, you are 19 nautical miles away from your destination. The closest airport, 19 nautical miles away. This wind falls ID. Update your destination. Yes, alt plus Y. Press. File flight report dialogue. Do you wish to file the flight report? Yes, alt plus Y.
Do I wish to file the flight report? No, it should do it automatically. I wonder if I did something wrong or if it was IYP. I gotta check AirNav to see if this particular airport has some obstacle I crashed into. Because somebody said that, I just bounced and bounced, which I have like easy realism settings on, which means that that's what it does. Yeah, Zach. Something with IYP messed up when landing. So I don't know that what that was. I know IYP has some limitations where it can't, I guess it can't go around obstacles. But if ATC makes me do a left base approach again, which is probably what my problem was, then, I mean, the plane is pretty much destroyed now, so. So, yeah, basically, I don't.
No alt was, yes, alt was live.
If I file this flight report, it's probably going to make me enter it manually, won't it?
Rest. Flight report filed dialog. Flight report successfully filed. Do you want to view it? No alt was N. Yes, alt was live. No alt was N.
No, I don't need. I don't think I need to.
Yes, alt was live.
Well, I'll look at it.
CVARs. Tab control. Delta Virtual Airlines flight report DVA 7432-1-02/06/2017. Mozilla Firefox. Delta Virtual Airlines. Heading level with one item airline. With one item pilot's lounge. No next heading.
Oh, okay, so it did file.
Flight leg comms force promotion to captain of the CRJ-200. One national floating raffle copter. Floating raffle copter. Adorns at Strauss 32 TTS waste to use for you. Row 11, column 1 flight distance. Column 2, 152 nautical. Row 12, column 1 log time. Column 2, 1.1 hours. Row 13, column 1 passengers. Column 2, 39 passengers. 78.99% full. Row 14, column 1 pilot comments. Column 2, scheduled departure at 13:45 mountain time. MT, use time. MT, row 15, column 1 Delta Virtual Airlines.
Huh? Hi.
No. Row 16, cars light ID. Column 2, 1 million Microsoft Excel. New crew orders. Row 17, column 1 data recorder. Column 2, cars build 19. Row 18, column 2, park and 3, 0, zoom to gate. Row 19, column 1 taxi from gate. Column 2, 02/05/2017-2025. Row 20, column 1 takeoff time. Column 2, 02/05/2017-2026 ET. Night zoom to takeoff. Row 21, column 1 takeoff runway. Column 2, 16L, asphalt 12,011 feet. 6L. Row 22, column 1 takeoff information. Column 2, 144 knots. Row 23, column 1 cruise altitude. Column 2, 10,000.
Alright, so it worked, but that landing was horrible.
DBA cars. English, United. Confirm exit dialog. Are you sure you want to exit? Yes, alt plus live. No alt plus N. Press
I
DBA
cars.
Land. Multi-line red only. Start flight. Disconnect.
Alright, disconnect.
Press confirm disconnect
here.
Dialog. Are you sure you want to press? DBA cars.
And
new Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
That was that flight, I guess. Now, can I do the checklist for, the stuff? Probably not.
Zach, I take it all, Zach. I'm pretty sure, Zach. Wait, even the car system thing, Zach. Oh, Zach. Oh, so possible there's something near about their airport in FSX. A minute ago, DM mentioned 100.
Yeah, Zach must be on my board. There might be something about, Well, no, John. That was talking about the arrival.
John Moore, according to the proper term is IFR, instrument flight rules. I was referring to approach rules 5 minutes ago. John Moore, according to my Lufthansa an hour ago, right? Just now.
LOL1, I do not call that a successful landing.
Yeah, that landing was horrible. Wow. I mean, dang. And the report said that I had an excess load of fuel, which I thought I changed that with the with its fuel loader. So. Well, just for the heck of it, let's see if IYP is dumb enough to actually try to do the gate checklist. Resume checklist. No, IYP is completely fucking...
That doesn't matter unless you go over max gross.
Oh, okay. Can I reset the code in dark, perhaps? Reset code and dark.
Roger. Resetting the aircraft to cold and dark. You are in the offline mode. All server functions have been disabled.
Scroll up.
Your co-pilot has reset the aircraft to cold and dark. ATC acknowledgement is active. Simple ATC plus is active. I am ensuring that the aircraft is fully loaded in the simulator. Please wait.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I guess...
The time has been reset to zero. Captain, it's your plane. We are ready to go.
That was, I guess that was my first Delta flight, even though it was, not the best landing ever. I know some airports definitely have problems with, you know, this kind of stuff. So... You know, like in simulator, especially like maybe if I update the scenery to or something, like I need to find some scenery pack to update all these airports, so that you know we can have smooth landings. But know, I don't know which one to get, and you know, I don't really want to spend money on scenery. ATC Plus is IYP's simple ATC command structure. Maybe I wonder if I try with Radar Contact. Maybe I can try this flight with Radar Contact later on, and you know, like tomorrow or something, and it'll be better. But this was a flight nonetheless, and an unsuccessful landing, but I don't know, that was really weird, and you know, at least I got the flight, and I you know, I'm probably not going to get a pilot ID, because that was my first Delta flight, and they wanted, like, you know,
LOL.
Me to, like, prove myself, so
we
basically...
We were talking about updating scenery. Hey, ha ha ha. Sorry about spelling.
But, alright, this was my stream, and I will probably talk to everybody tomorrow or something.